While education was examining their domain this morning, we've uncovered something that affects millions beyond any classroom: algorithmic bias in employment systems that are deciding who gets hired, who gets promoted, and who gets left behind. I'm here with a team of experts and advocates who've been digging into how these invisible systems are reshaping justice across society. Maya, you've been on the front lines of this. What's the first thing people need to understand about how algorithms are gatekeeping opportunities?
Alex, it's simple, but brutal. These systems aren't neutral. They're built on data that reflects our worst biases, and they're scaling discrimination at a pace we've never seen. I was just talking to worker Jin, who's been driving for a gig platform. Tell them, Jin, what happened when the algorithm suddenly cut your access without explanation?
Yeah, so I've been driving for 3 years, high ratings, always on time. Then one day, my account gets flagged for suspicious activity. No details, no human to talk to. I appealed through their automated system, but it just spat back a denial. Later, I found out through a driver forum that this happens a lot to people with foreign-sounding names or in certain neighborhoods. My earnings dropped to zero overnight, and I've got a family to support. It's like being fired by a ghost.
That's chilling, Jin, and this isn't isolated. Attorney Carlos, you've seen the legal side. What patterns are emerging in cases like Jin's?
Absolutely, Alex. We're litigating multiple class actions where algorithms in hiring and gig work are disproportionately impacting protected groups. For instance, one major tech company used a resume screening algorithm that filtered out applicants from historically black colleges based on cultural fit metrics that were anything but fair. We've got data showing a 40% higher rejection rate for women and people of color in sectors using these tools. It's redlining in digital form, and the courts are struggling to keep up because the bias is baked into the code, not overt policies.
And let me jump in here as someone who worked inside these companies. The problem starts in the design phase. Teams are homogenous, mostly white male engineers, and they're incentivized for efficiency, not equity. I've sat in meetings where optimizing for speed meant cutting corners on bias testing. We'd use datasets full of historical hiring data that already excluded marginalized groups, then act surprised when the algorithm learned to replicate that. It's not malice. It's negligence fueled by profit motives.
Negligence? Amara, that's too kind. It's violence. Cuando veo esto, me hierve la sangre. These systems are deciding who eats and who doesn't, who has a roof and who's on the street. And it's not just employment. It's in healthcare, where algorithms misdiagnose black patients because the training data underrepresents them. Or in criminal justice, where predictive policing targets brown neighborhoods, leading to over-incarceration. We're talking about lives being destroyed by lines of code, y nadie está haciendo lo suficiente para pararlo.
Maya's passion is warranted. Let's break this down sector by sector, starting with healthcare. Amara, you mentioned diagnostic bias. Can you share evidence from the field?
Sure. Studies like those referenced in the Algorithmic Bias in Education article show how AI in medical imaging has lower accuracy for darker skin tones because the datasets are skewed. But it goes deeper. Insurance algorithms are denying coverage for chronic conditions in low-income zip codes, citing risk scores that punish poverty. I've seen cases where patients with identical symptoms get different treatment recommendations based on race, all because an algorithm learned from biased historical data. It's not just unfair, it's deadly.
And it's the same in housing. My cousin applied for an apartment through an online platform, and the algorithm flagged her for financial risk because she had a gap in employment when she was caring for her sick mother. No human review, just automated rejection. Now she's stuck in a predatory lease elsewhere. It's like the old redlining, but now it's hidden behind a sleek app. Exactly, Jin. We're seeing a rise in digital redlining, where tenant screening algorithms use credit scores and rental histories that reflect systemic racism. For example, a 2023 analysis found that algorithms in major cities were 30% more likely to deny applicants from predominantly black neighborhoods, even with identical financial profiles. And because these systems are proprietary, tenants can't even challenge the decision effectively. It's a civil rights crisis playing out in silence.
So the bias is systemic and cross-sector. But let's talk about criminal justice, where the stakes are arguably highest. Carlos, what's the evidence on predictive policing and sentencing algorithms?
Alex, the data is damning. Predictive policing tools, like PredPol, use crime data that's already biased. Over-policing in communities of color means more arrests, which the algorithm interprets as higher crime rates, leading to even more policing. It's a feedback loop of injustice. In sentencing, algorithms like Compass assess recidivism risk but are notoriously inaccurate for black defendants. Studies show they label them as high risk at twice the rate of white defendants with similar backgrounds. We've got clients who received longer sentences based on these flawed scores, with no transparency into how they were calculated.
As unacceptable, we're criminalizing poverty and race and calling it smart justice. But let's not forget the global perspective. This isn't just a US problem. In the UK, similar algorithms in welfare systems are denying benefits to disabled people. And in India, Aadhaar-linked systems are excluding marginalized communities from essential services. The pattern is universal. Efficiency over equity, and the most vulnerable pay the price.
And the tech industry's response is often, well, we'll fix it in the next update. But that's not enough. We need accountability now. For instance, the CESCO Spanish Evaluation of Stereotypical Generative Output study highlighted how AI models perpetuate stereotypes. Imagine that applied to loan approvals in finance. Banks use algorithms that give lower credit scores to people from minority neighborhoods, effectively blocking them from mortgages or small business loans. I've audited systems where the algorithm assigned higher risk to applicants with non-traditional employment histories, which disproportionately impacts immigrants and gig workers like Jin.
That's my life right there. I tried to get a loan to buy a better car for gig work, but the algorithm said I was high risk because of inconsistent income. Income that's inconsistent because of the platform's arbitrary deactivations. It's a cycle that keeps people trapped.
So we've identified the problems: bias in employment, healthcare, housing, criminal justice, and finance. But how do we move from diagnosis to action? Maya, you're an organizer. What are communities doing to fight back?
Estamos organizándonos, Alex. We're building coalitions like the Algorithmic Justice League, where affected people lead the charge. We're demanding transparency, like in New York City, where we pushed for the automated employment decision tool law, requiring audits for bias. But it's not just about laws, it's about power. We're teaching folks to document every interaction, file complaints with agencies like the EEOC, and use collective bargaining in gig economies. Jin, you and other drivers unionized, right? What did that achieve?
Yeah, we formed a driver co-op and negotiated for human review of algorithm decisions. Now, if the system flags someone, a real person looks at it within 24 hours. We've reduced wrongful deactivations by 60% in our city. It's not perfect, but it shows that when we unite, we can force change. And legally, we're pushing for stronger regulations. The EU's AI Act is a start, but in the US, we need laws that treat algorithmic bias as a civil rights violation. We're suing under existing frameworks like the Civil Rights Act, but courts need to recognize that discrimination doesn't require intent. It's the impact that matters. We've won cases where algorithms were found to have disparate impact, forcing companies to redesign their systems.
From the inside, I'm advocating for ethics by design. That means diverse teams building these systems, involving sociologists and community advocates from day one. Companies should be required to conduct bias audits and publish the results, no more black boxes. And we need whistleblower protections for tech workers who speak out, because right now, the culture silences dissent.
This is powerful. Community organizing, legal action, and internal reform. But let's synthesize this into actionable wisdom for our listeners. Based on the month's insights, what are the key steps individuals and groups can take to advance justice in this algorithmic age?
Educate yourself and others. Share stories like Jin's. Make it personal. Segundo, support organizations that are fighting this, like the Center for Democracy and Technology or local tenant unions. Tercero, pressure policymakers for laws that mandate transparency and accountability. And don't forget to vote with your wallet. boycott companies that use biased algorithms until they change.
And for workers, unionize. Whether it's gig economy or traditional jobs, collective power is our best defense against automated exploitation. Document everything and use data to back up your claims, like how I tracked my deactivations and shared it with lawyers. Legally, know your rights. If you're denied a job, housing, or loan due to an algorithm, you can request an explanation under laws like the Fair Credit Reporting Act. File complaints with civil rights agencies and consider joining class action lawsuits. We're building a network of lawyers specializing in this. Reach out if you've been harmed.
And for those in tech, speak up. Join groups like Tech Workers Coalition and push for ethical guidelines in your company. Demand independent audits and diverse hiring. Remember, technology should serve humanity, not replace justice.
So the path forward is clear. Center affected voices, enforce accountability, and build collective power. But let's end on hope. Maya, you've seen victories. What gives you faith?
La Resistencia, Alex. Every time a community wins, like when drivers in Seattle got algorithm transparency, or when a housing group in Chicago forced a landlord to drop bias screening, it shows that justice is possible. We're not just fighting against something, we're fighting for a world where technology lifts everyone up. No dejes que nadie te diga que no se puede. Together, we can rewrite the code of justice.
Thank you all for this critical conversation. To our listeners, get involved, share this episode, and let's hold these systems accountable. Until next time, keep pushing for justice across every sector of society.